This is Cleveland CEOs You Should Know.
Hi, this is Ray Davis, Program Director of WTAM Radio, and this is Cleveland CEOs You Should Know with Heather Mosman of Mosman Law. Good day, Heather.
Good day.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and in your practice.
So I've been in practice with Mosman Law Office for 15 years. My office location is in Mentor, Ohio.
And what do you specialize in? What are some of the things you do?
So I concentrate my practice in dealing with people and their money, either keeping it away from those who want to take it or getting it from those who owe it to you. So I do bankruptcy law. I do small business formation. I practice in probate and estate planning. Those are my three main areas of practice that focus on people and their finances.
And what should people know if they're in debt and they're swimming in red ink and they feel there's no way out? I mean, what are some of the benefits of filing for bankruptcy? Will they lose their assets?
Most times you don't lose your assets. Most people can protect their cars and their homes as long as they keep paying on them. But you will get out of credit card debt, medical debt. We can remove judgment liens from people's homes. You can stop a lawsuit that's been filed or is pending. So you can get rid of that debt as well. You can keep all of your assets. You can protect your retirement accounts. Some people who've been in car accidents who have had their driver's license taken away, we can help get that back through bankruptcy as well.
What's the process and how long does that usually take?
From filing a Chapter 7 bankruptcy to discharge in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy is 90 days approximately. The prep time ahead of time really is driven by our clients and how fast they want the process to go and or the timing if we have to stop a sheriff's sale or a lawsuit, something like that. It can be filed in as short a time as a couple of days if our clients are very proactive, or it can take a couple of months depending on what's best for our client.
And what about some of the other things you mentioned? You mentioned probate and how to avoid, probate.
Yeah, how to avoid probate is to have a great estate plan and speak to an attorney ahead of time. If you have a will or you have payable on death or transfer on death designations on your assets, 9 times out of 10, you can avoid probate. In the 90s, there was a lot of fear about probate and the fees and expenses. Really, probate isn't that expensive. So if it's something that has to happen, it's a process. It can take 6 to 9 months to get assets through probate. Whereas if you have transfer on death designations or payable on death or joint and survivorship, the probate or the transfer of assets after death can be a matter of a couple of months.
Setting something like a trust or something like that, that can, especially when families are grieving, can help a lot avoid some of those problems?
Yes. A trust is basically transfer of assets that can be maintained. So the trust can hold a house or brokerage account or something like that. And then the new trustee can designate that according to the trust. Whereas if you have a payable on death or a transfer on death, that can happen instantaneously.
If someone's listening, how did they get a hold of you and what's the best way to reach you?
I can be reached either by phone at my office, which is 440-255-0832, or via email at heather@mosmanlaw.com, or visit our website, mosmanlaw.com.
And that's M-O-S-E-M-A-N, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you want to repeat the phone number one more time?
Yes, it's 440-255-0832.
Okay, a little bit about yourself. How did you become interested in becoming a lawyer or getting into law?
Well, I was a social worker first, so it kind of bled into being a lawyer. I moved here to Cleveland to start a program that found roommates for senior citizens, and they discontinued the funding, so I decided to go to law school. So I went to the University of Akron, graduated 3 years later, and started my own practice about 3 years after graduation.
Okay, and what are some of the things you like to do when you're not practicing law?
My husband and I go to wineries. We go to Indians games and Columbus Blue Jackets games. We also have tickets to the Cleveland Playhouse and the Cleveland Orchestra. We enjoy hanging out at local restaurants and trying new things. Mm. So Cleveland really has a lot to offer. You just have to go out and do it.
So and your office is on the east side, correct? And what city is that in?
My office is in Mentor, Ohio. We are right off Route 615, directly between Route 2 and I-90, so it's very easy to get to.
And what are some of the things? Are you involved in any charitable activities or things you do for the community?
I am currently on the Lake Health Foundation board, and I am on the Geauga County United Way board as their community impact chairperson, which I help the organization drive where we're going to donate the funds that are raised by Geauga United Way. We've been doing some really exciting things out there, so that's fun.
That's awesome.
I'm also on the Lake County Bar Association. I am currently their membership chair, and I am active in the Ohio Bar Association. I'm on their membership committee and also their Women in Law committee. And I'm also a member of the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys. We basically support those of us who help people get out of debt as a national organization.
Okay. And where did you grow up in? Did you ever study abroad?
Yes. I was born in Lincoln, Nebraska. My dad was a professional Boy Scout, so we traveled every time he got a promotion. I spent my senior year in Sweden as a Rotary exchange student before coming back to Minnesota and going to college there.
And how did you end up in the Cleveland area then?
I worked in Chicago for a while and was running a program that I came here to start their program brand new. A group from Cleveland came to learn about the program and tongue-in-cheek said, "How'd you like to work for us?" And I said, "Make me an offer." And moved as far east of the Mississippi as I've ever been.
This has been Cleveland's CEOs You Should Know with Heather Mosman of Mosman Law.